Supercars, Super Late Models, Thundercars, Modifieds, World of Outlaws, Arcas, all here.
Welcome to Race Time Radio. Covering dirt to asphalt.
On races, famed short tracks.
All the way to the high banked oval.
This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Your host, live from the Racetime Radio Studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Man, have we got a star-studded lineup for you tonight over the next 2 hours. Right here on Racetime Radio, I'm Joe Chisholm. No Junior tonight. Just got a text from him a wee bit ago. He and Donald Reinhardt and the 27 crew, the 17 crew of the NASCAR Pinty Series, they're held up out in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Of course, they ran the big race at Riverside International Speedway. They are sitting in Halifax today. First of all, their flight got canceled. Then they got a brand new flight, got on with WestJet, and then a big delay. And it's for weather in Toronto. So weather's not so good right now in Ontario. Kind of bumpy. You wouldn't want to try and land in this, I don't believe. But at any rate, Junior's out there. I'm in here. So it's just you and I and a star-studded list of guests that we're going to hear from tonight. Let me tell you who we've got coming up. Of course, Canadian Tire Motorsport Park is going to be where you want to be this coming weekend. Coming into August the 23rd through the 25th, you want to be at CTMP as it is the Silverado 250 weekend. We get NASCAR's ultimate, Canada's ultimate NASCAR weekend. We've got the NASCAR Gander Mountain Truck Series coming north of the border. It is playoff race number two. Number one was this weekend at Bristol. This weekend coming up, playoff race number two. And it is a tradition now here in Canada to not only take in this truck race, but how about the NASCAR Pinty Series on the same bill, along with the Canadian Tour Car Series and so, so much more. From Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend. We're going to talk lots about it here tonight, and we're going to get you a preview probably like no one else is going to over the next 2 hours. Let me tell you who we've got coming up on this very show tonight. The number 52 in that truck series that definitely all of Canada has had their eyes glued on for a number of years. But a lot of the U.S. guys also really enjoy watching our first guest, the number 52 of Stu Friesen. He's going to join us tonight on this show. We haven't got a chance to catch up with Stu since he got his big win, right? That was just a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to celebrate that moment. But we're also going to talk about the Silverado 250 weekend with a guy that I know we have definitely got a shot to win this truck series race with a number of drivers, but definitely Stu Friesen is one of those guys that absolutely all of us are going to want to keep our eye on. And we'll also hear from the number 88 Menards Ford, and that is Matt Crafton. Matt Crafton, also another driver that has had tremendous success at CTMP. He's got big results. We'll hear from Crafton here tonight. Grant Enfinger, another driver that you got to keep your eye on, another one of those chase drivers. We're going to hear from Grant Enfinger tonight on the show. Matt Perdigo was a busy guy on the weekend. He finished his third APC race in Victory Lane. We're going to hear from Matt Perdigo on the show. Alex Tagliani is going to drive the 51 truck for KBM, and we're going to hear from Alex Tagliani tonight. Jason White out at Sun Peaks, BC. He's going to be in a truck at CTMP. We're going to hear from Jason. And Jason Hathaway went to Victory Lane in the Pindy's race last night at Riverside International Speedway. And we're going to hear from Jason tonight on this show. So as I mentioned, we have got a wicked lineup. And let's get to it, shall we? Let's get right to it. And we're going to go to the hotline. We're going to bring in that number 52. He drives for Holman, and he's from the GMS stables. We've been watching him for years, the number 52 of Stu Friesen. Stu, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Man, oh, man. Where do we start? I guess we haven't talked to you since you got the big win a couple weeks ago. So what do you say we start right there, bud? Congratulations. No more a bridesmaid. You are a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good to finally, shake our bad luck and get a win. And it was fitting to, do it on the dirt at Eldora, where our whole NASCAR, truck career started with Hal Meyer, 4 years ago. So I came full circle and was able to check that box.
Finally, that monkey off your back after a kabillion second place finishes. Finally, the stars aligned. It had to feel pretty sweet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of hard work, a lot of investment from Chris Larson and everybody at Hal Meyer International and Chevrolet and, GMS Fab Shop that supports us. And it was just really, really good. Good to win one for all our guys.
Stu, you got to be probably, I'm going to say, Canada's most diversified driver right now, doing what you do, not only in the NASCAR Truck Series, but you're still a madman on dirt, too. You've been bouncing back and forth all season long, and you continue to do that throughout your career. Another big night for you in New York just last night, coming home with the second-place finish. Not a bad deal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've had, we'll probably run about 40 to 50, big block and small block dirt modified races, in conjunction with the truck schedule. We're starting to get to the last leg, the last run of the season, probably about the last quarter of the schedule now. It's been a crazy couple months, a lot of traveling back and forth. Ran second to, St. Catharines boy, Matty Williamson last night at Orange County Fair Speedway in Middletown, New York. Which is done by New York City, and the biggest modified race ever, 100,000 to win race, and those guys were able to win that. We were close, ran a close second, and now we're stuck in traffic on the New York State Thruway on our way to Toronto to do some media for CTMP coming up next weekend, and then my mother's birthday on Tuesday. So one more crazy week of traveling, and we can slow down and take a breath.
No slowing down for you, champ. You're one busy cat. Now, heading into CTMP, you're coming off Bristol. I don't know what it is with Bristol, but it just seems to get you guys all fired up before you come to Canada. How about that?
Absolutely. It's tough racing. With the deal with the traction compound on the bottom of the track, for the truck race, you kind of got to live and die on that. So it makes it really, really one lane. And it's tough, we got bumped and banged around, but managed to salvage a fourth place out of it and, get out of it with a good points day. So we'll take that momentum and bring it to Mossport this weekend.
We couldn't help but notice you and Matt Crafton, another good friend of Racetime Radio, you guys got into her a wee bit, but all things buried pretty quickly with that. That won't have any ripples into this weekend, will it?
I sure hope not. Me and Matt get along pretty good. I respect him as a competitor. He's, a veteran of the truck series, and I've learned a lot from him, the last couple of years. And, there was some give and take and then not a lot of give and take between us, at Bristol. So that's just product of the hard racing. It was exciting. And we'll move on and race hard again next week.
Well, and that's what it takes, right? You got to have a little give and take. But soon as we get into these playoffs that NASCAR is so neatly designed for everybody, it doesn't leave you any room to be a nice guy or to, give a guy a little pass here. You got three races to get it done. If you don't, you can fall out of it pretty quickly. And that's a tough deal when you've worked as hard as you guys have worked all season long. With that Hallmark Chevy. So the Silverado 250 weekend, you're not a new guy to this by any stretch. Turn 10 is treacherous, but it isn't no more treacherous than any dirt race you've ever ran, right?
Well, not at all. Anything can happen. The way the trucks race and the way they're very aero-dependent is kind of the stuff that gets guys mad at each other behind the wheel, because you can not only mess somebody up by giving them a bumper, but you can take air away from them and drag them down and do all sorts of other tricks too. So a little bit different than the dirt racing on that aspect, but You know, it's still good hard, you know, good hard racing, and it's exciting. It's a great product right now.
Are you going to tackle this one, the Silverado 250? Are you going to tackle it any different than you've approached any of these other truck races? Being as it's on home soil, I can well imagine you're going to have a lot of friends, a lot of family, and there's going to be a lot of fun happening around the 52 truck.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to get back to Ontario and race in front of, you know, like you said, friends and family and all the great Canadian race fans that supported me throughout my career in the modifieds all over the Northeast and in through Quebec and, you know, Merrittville and Ransomville and stuff in southern Ontario and western New York. So it's a good race to get home for. And now, you know, having some road race experience under my belt doing the race last year and, you know, getting a lot of, you know, tips and tricks from Ron Fellows and, you know, as him being a Chevy guy, you know, helping us out, the guys that are in the Chevy camp, you know, majorly appreciated. And I'm looking forward to being a little bit more aggressive this year in the race than we were last year. I was just trying to, you know, get through the race last year, make some points, and move on with it now. We're coming with a different plan of attack, and hopefully we can, you know, finish a little bit better than we did last year.
And how cool is that? You join the very short list of accomplished Canadians that have won a truck race. You and Ron Fellows are making that list right now. Does that draw you and Ronnie any closer?
I hope so. You know, it's pretty cool. Ron's, you know, obviously Canadian motorsports legend, and to be on any type of list with him is very, very cool.
It won't be long, and you're going to be up there as a road course winner, too. And I kind of think you're definitely one to keep your eye on this weekend. If you had to score this one on chances between 1 and 10, what do you think your chances are sitting in victory lane like Justin Haley did last year?
That's tough. You know, anything can happen. You know, I like to say our chances are good whenever we unload, be it oval or road course. But, you know, I think our chances are high. I wouldn't say that 10 out of 10 by any means, but, you know, we have as good of a shot as anybody, I want to say.
No pressure at all, Stu Friesen. None at all. None from any of us here in Canada. But are you going to pack the flag and put it beside you in the truck just in case?
Well, we're not going to put the cart in front of the horse, Joe, but we might be prepared for something like that if it does happen.
Yeah, that'll be a gas. Truck's going to look identical this weekend, or you got any kind of different look being as you're going to be at home?
No, we're doing the, you know, our typical Helmar wrap. You know, the colors are pretty good. You know, we were happy with that. And the Neon 52 will show up pretty good up there at Mossport.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's one of the best-looking trucks in the field and very distinctive. Nothing wrong with that at all. Stu, I know every year at this time of the year, you know, we're concentrating on the end of the season and getting after it. But the plans for the next year, do they start unfolding now for 2020? Or are you focused in on finishing this year before you even look at next year?
Well, our main goal is to finish this year and finish strong. You know, we're running for a championship, so we're going to try not to distract that. But, you know, there's a little bit of talk of you know, making plans for 2020. It's, you know, a lot up to Chris Larson and everybody at Helmar and you know, kind of what their plan of attack is. And, you know, as the weeks unfold, we'll you know, try to get something dialed in here.
Well, I know we all can't wait for this one here. Final question for you. You're going to be busy all week doing media up here at CTMP. But when do you guys roll into the actual racetrack? When are you going to hit rubber to road, so to speak, for practice and on into it?
Yeah, it'll be Saturday morning. I'm traveling to Toronto, and then my mother's got a big birthday party coming up, so that'll be good to spend a couple days in Niagara and then head back home to New York and for a couple days, and then back up Friday night with my wife Jessica and son Parker, and you know, we'll spend a couple days and do some hardcore road racing. But yeah, we get on the track Saturday, and looking forward to it.
Well, good luck, my friend. I know we will see you at the racetrack. I look forward to getting your comments after all of the beginning stages are done and before we step into the Silverado 250 weekend. We thoroughly enjoyed the time here tonight. Have safe travels, will you? We want to see you there nice and safe with everybody, and enjoy your time. Finally, a little bit of a breather and not much of one.
Yeah, not much of one, but a little bit. Looking forward to connecting with a lot of family this week. and you know, all culminating with the 250 on Sunday. So, you know, thanks to Chevrolet and everybody that supported us and supported, you know, this race at CPMP, and it's just a good deal all the way around. And looking forward to it. It'll be an awesome weekend.
Well, like never before, Stu Friesen, you're going to see a pile of signs up in the air. Canada can't wait to get you back here. Congratulations on the success so far. And I know you're not even close to being done that success. Let's write a new chapter this weekend, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Stu Friesen, driver, the number 52 in that NASCAR Truck Series. He's coming off a fourth-place finish at Bristol. A little bit of heat at the end of it. And you'll see what I mean when we get Matt Crofton on here. We'll talk to Matt and see if that's all water under the bridge. I do believe it will be. But you know what? Stu Friesen, one of those guys you got to keep your eye on. Cool part is Canada is going to have a number of quality shots at the victory to the Silverado 250 weekend coming up at CTMP. We're going to step out, take our first break. When we come back, let me see here on this list. What we'll do, when we come back, we're going to hear, what do you say we hear from Jason Hathaway, and then we'll get to Matt Crofton. That's what we'll do. That's our order. We'll do that next. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by Atlantic Tilt Load, specialist in the transportation of industrial equipment across Canada and the U.S. Also by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of Racetime Radio in Nova Scotia.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce,
but I got a good deal.
To the inside of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
50 years will firmly be in the history books. Saturday, September 7th at Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Tune in live worldwide for flight-to-flight coverage of the Lucas Oil 150.
Put your tap shoes on. It's time to dance.
The track season finale featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Am I allowed to burn her down?
Climbing the high banks under the lights for one final time in 2019.
Burn the mother down. Hang her up.
Join us at the track for the season finale or tune in live on racetimeradio.com. Pre-race coverage begins at 4 p.m. Eastern. For event tickets and details, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
It's Canada's biggest NASCAR event of the year, the Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, featuring the only NASCAR playoff race north of the border and a weekend of off-track fun you won't want to miss. Come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th. Tickets and info at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land.
Hey,
hear rare interviews and performances.
Oh, USA,
live concerts.
Is there anybody alive out there?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's Little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, SiriusXM Channel 20.
Racetime Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
And she has just like that. We are back with you live tonight on Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in here on Sirius XM Channel 167 Canada Talks. Or maybe you're tuned in throughout the course of the week on 98.9 XFM out in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Hello to you. Or how about the Performance Motorsport Network.com, another great outlet that plays Racetime Radio throughout the course of the week, a couple, maybe three times, or Gearhead Country Radio, another popular way you can listen to Racetime Radio. Or maybe you're listening on demand right on racetimeradio.com and it's after the fact, you're listening at leisure. You can also get us at iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search Racetime Radio. Remember to hit like and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode of Racetime Radio. But you can always keep it tuned to Sirius XM Channel 167 if you want stuff firsthand. That's what you got to do. And then you'll have it. You want to have Sirius XM, especially heading in to a NASCAR weekend, which is every weekend from February right through to the end of November. You'll never miss a NASCAR top three level race. Of course, live coverage on MRN or PRN. It's all carried on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio Channel 90. Which you can enjoy 24/7 coverage of NASCAR, and they will definitely be here at CTMP to bring you live coverage of the Silverado 250 weekend. Fox One is going to be in to do it on television, and we'll be able to be there and be there live. If you haven't got your tickets yet for CTMP, they are available. You can still get really good places to camp. There's going to be a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. It turns into a small city at CTMP for this long weekend. And not a long weekend, but this weekend that is going to be a real good one. Action Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, including the Silverado 250 weekend. Tickets are on sale. Just get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com and you're going to be able to get your tickets. Or another real, real good way to get tickets, you stay tuned to Racetime Radio because I have tickets to give away. And we're going to do that through our social media. And anybody that has followed along for the last, 7, 8 years that the truck race has been going on, we've been doing this every single year. I've got tickets to give away, and I'm going to do it throughout the course of the week. On our social media. So make sure you follow us along at Racetime Radio on Twitter or Racetime Radio on Facebook. I've got tickets. I've got, I've got 8 sets to give away that are full access tickets for the weekend. And I do have 1 set of VIP tickets that I'm going to be giving away. We'll do that on Truck Thirsty Thursday. But they're VIP tickets that, I'll tell you what, you get your hands on these two babies and you're really going to be extra happy because they include a pace car ride around the speedway. And I'll tell you, I've done the pace car ride. I was fortunate enough to have Ron Velos take me around that speedway. And it'll be a memory that I take with me on to the next life. It was incredible. I can't tell you that Ron Fellows will be your pace car driver, but I can tell you that it will be a thrill that you'll never forget, and especially going around that speedway. 10 turns make up CTMP with some straightaways and some passing zones, and it's truly a magnificent speedway to run around. Elevation change, tight turns. It's a very technical racetrack. And it's one that not only the trucks enjoy whipping around, but don't forget about the NASCAR Pindy Series. The Pindy Series is coming off another big race just last night at Riverside International Speedway. Donald Chisholm took the pole for the race. I kind of figured Donald was going to be that guy that everybody was going to be chasing. And it sounds like he did have a really, really fast forward. But unfortunately, He wasn't there right at the very end. Who was there at the very end was a familiar face to a lot of the Nova Scotia race fans that have frequented the Pinty's race or even the Pro Stock Tour race when it's at Riverside International Speedway. Jason Hathaway was in victory lane, and Jay right now is on a plane, but I caught up with him moments before we got to air tonight. Here is a quick conversation that I had with Jason Hathaway, winner of the Pinty's race. It was a bumper-to-bumper 300 just last night at Riverside International Speedway. The NASCAR Pinty Series did their yearly stop on the east coast of Canada, and going to victory lane in that race, how about the number three, Orange? We've got him, the Chevrolet Kubota car. We got Jason Hathaway, the winner of the race. What's going on, Jay? Congratulations, my man.
Hey, Joe. Thanks, bud. It was a pretty wild night last night at Riverside.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. Looking at Twitter now, I haven't seen anything. I really wanted to watch the race. I was a little tied up, so I couldn't do it. But, man, that sounded like a wild and woolly night out there at Riverside on the high banks.
Yeah, it was good. There was a lot of fast cars. We ended up qualifying P2 and just missed the pole. Donald had the pole there. We just missed the pole. We were real good in practice. It's just a racetrack that I fall in love with every time we get there. And really good racing last night from the front right to the back, actually. And the fans sure got a show at the end with about 10 to go.
Pretty wild, Jay. You've had good success at that speedway over the years. But, hey, that Donald Chisholm guy, he's tough to beat at that place.
Yeah, he is. He is. He was real fast last night. He sat in the pole and he took off at the first there, and I didn't think anybody was going to catch him. He might just run up front all night, but he had a couple, after the break, his car went away a little bit and kind of gave the rest of us a little chance in the second half. Kevin Lacroix was real good the second half of the race, and then he kind of started backing up to DJ and I, and then DJ took the lead, and I thought, well, maybe he's going to win all these second. Next thing you know, we a couple cautions, and we take the lead, bump a few people around there, and you know, we got a trophy heading for a pool party.
You gotta love it, man. And that's the name of the game, right? If you don't move the guy, if you've got the car to move him, you gotta have the car to move him. If you don't move him, you're not gonna win. And trust me, if you're the guy out front, they're gonna move you if they've got the car, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. That's short track racing. I mean, I was expecting it into 3 and 4, which I got it. And I'm sure Lacroix expected it back in 1 and 2. So, that's the way it goes. It's good hard racing, and that's the way we do it in the NASCAR Pinty Series.
Moving is one thing. Wrecking is another. And nobody did that. I did see the last lap and a half or two laps or so. Damn exciting is what that was. The fans would have been on their feet for that end.
Yeah, and it was a great crowd last night at Riverside. They had Legends were there, and they had a car show going on, and it was, it's probably the biggest crowd at Riverside we had for NASCAR Pinty Series race in a bunch of years. So great weather, which helped out always, and, having our Kubota Choco Fest winning out at the end of the day, that Astro that Riverside always gives out every year is pretty special.
So tires early, late, when did you pick up rubber, and obviously the pit strategy worked out real good.
Yeah, they had a brake race this year. Last year we had a live pit stop. This year they had a brake race, split it up in half at 150. So kind of takes the strategy out of it. But really it's two races. So we just, first one, we settled back into about fifth, maybe fourth, fifth at the first half and got up to second near the break. But, we were just kind of, I was almost happy with second or maybe even third by the time halfway through the second segment. But things just fell our way. Our car got a little quicker and kind of changed my groove a little bit where I was running and spent a little speed. And had Jeff Cutler up there spotting for me again, so that always helped out. Adds a little bit of, a little bit of insight in what other guys are doing out there too. So we're able to find a little bit more speed at the end and close out that deal.
Yeah, four eyes always better than two, right? Jeffrey's got a real pair on him.
Yeah, for sure. He helps out quite a bit.
Yeah, I can hear him now in your radio. New leader.
Exactly. I think he was holding his breath the last two laps, just like me.
Well, Kubota will be coming off the chip. I know Ed Hackinson and everybody on the team will be extremely excited to see you back in victory lane. That's got to feel super good.
Yeah, it was cool. It was Ed's 70th birthday yesterday as well. So he was at the track with the crew and the guys and up on top of the pit box. And pretty special to win one for him on his 70th birthday. So he gives our team everything we need. So it's nice to close out a win for him and give him a happy birthday.
Let's see you up that present next year, their son-in-law.
Exactly. Yeah. Car owner last night, son-in-law today.
Yeah, she'll be a tough one to match. Jay, no doubt the attention, the momentum, and everything now has got to be changing over to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. We got Canada's ultimate NASCAR weekend coming right on the heels of this victory. We'll all be on the road course next weekend. What's the thoughts heading into CTMP?
Yeah, we're excited about that. We finished fifth at CTMP in the spring, and we built a brand new road course car, and we're getting the handle on it. We're getting better and better every time we get that thing out. So we're looking forward to that, and hopefully come out of there with another top five. And always a competition stiff with the road racing in the Pinty Series, but we're excited to get there. Then we got three ovals to close out the year, which excites us even more.
Yeah, bang, 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 right? It's not going to be long, and the end of the season's going to be here, but you got lots of laps to turn before we hit the end of this road. Kind of cool. I was kind of hoping I was going to see you double-dipping at CTMP, maybe getting yourself into one of those trucks. I was hoping.
Yeah, not this year. We got pretty busy next couple weeks. Jamie's due September 5th, so we thought we better maybe stay close to home and maybe a little less on our plate than getting a truck ride. So we're going to do the NASCAR deal and have a baby here in the next week or two and get that settled away before we get into three races in September.
Well, she won't mind partying in Victory Lane at CTMP with the Pinty's win. That won't be bad.
Yeah, she'll do it for sure. Yeah, no problem.
Absolutely awesome, Jason. Great to see you back in Victory Lane, and we sure do appreciate your time tonight on Race Time as always. And look forward to getting you back on here, buddy. Let's start it up. This will be a new trend. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it, Joe. Thanks for having me on, bud.
Yeah, always great to catch up with Jason Hathaway. Used to be Team 3 Red, right? Not no more. He's Team 3 Orange now. The Kubota Chevrolet. He's back in Victory Lane, back in form. I'll tell you that. Jason Hathaway can win. He can win on an oval. He can win on a road course. He can win anytime he straps in to one of his orange rockets. It's going to be interesting. I can guarantee you that. Got to put it out to G.J. Kennington. Came home second in this one. It looked like the 74 LaCroix was going to be the man to beat in those closing laps, but the 74 sent up the high banks of Riverside, and a bunch of the guys got underneath them. That will be a wild one to watch on TSN next weekend. So if you're bringing your RV to CTMP, don't forget to bring along your Shaw Direct so that you can buzz into TSN and catch the race from this weekend, next weekend. Well, we're watching practice and qualifying and everything else at CTMP. It is sure to be a barn burner. I was back and forth with Junior, and he said, Dad, we started 14th with the 27 car. And he said, man, what a finish. He said, the best finish I've ever seen to a race. And that's something for him to say without having the 27 in Victory Lane. So it must be pretty damn exciting. Can't wait to see how that one appears on TSN, but it's going to be dynamite. And to watch these guys on CTMP, one of those drivers that's going to do double duty is going to be Alex Tagliani, and Alex is coming up on tonight's show. I'm going to be like an air traffic controller here in very short order because we got a lot of great guests coming up, and we're going to wedge Matt Perdigo in amongst everybody. Matt Perdigo got his third APC win just last night at Sunset Speedway. It was the AP 100 for the APC series, and Matt Perdigo goes to Victory Lane. So good win for him, and we will definitely catch up with Matt Perdigo. See, a little bit of a trend happening. He won at the beach, and then we got him back as a winner again. And now look it, he's back again later tonight. So we'll catch up with him. We still have Grant Enfinger to talk to. We still have What do we got? We got Jason Hathaway, pardon me, Jason White from Sun Peaks, BC. He's going to be in the 33 truck. We're going to talk to Jason here tonight. And we're going to catch up with Matt Crafton, driver of that number 88 Menards Ford for Thor Sport Racing. He's going to come up on the other side of the break, and we'll get to him. I got to remind you, though, I've reminded you once. I'm going to remind you again. If you're anything like me, you would have forgot what I told you here a little while ago. But if you're looking at getting tickets to CTMP, they're available at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com. You can just click on that website and buy away. But there's another way to get those tickets that doesn't require any sort of payment. And I'm talking about you keep it tuned to Racetime Radio. Throughout the course of the week on our social media, I got tickets to give away, and I'm going to give them away on our social media. So follow us on Twitter, at Racetime Radio, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook, and you just search Racetime Radio and click away on us. You're going to want to do that right from tomorrow morning forward, right until the time the green flag goes in the air, okay? Because we're going to give you opportunity to win your way in to the Silverado 250 weekend, along with the NASCAR Pindy Series. How about Canadian Tour Car? We haven't done a lot of talking about that. We did hear from John Bondar earlier this year. And I'll tell you what, that Canadian Tour Car Series is the you-know-what. Man, they're flying. They got a lot of cars. And I'll tell you what, they love CTMP, and they're going to put on a show. So there's that. And there's even more coming up at CTMP. I'm just touching on the big stuff that's happening, but there's going to be even more. So lots to keep you entertained all weekend long. From Friday night on, you're going to have your eyes full. I can guarantee you that. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I hope to have Matt Crafton on the hotline, and we'll talk to a two-time champion in the Truck Series. He's also involved in this year's chase. He's one of those guys. He's had lots of success at CTMP. He hasn't stood in victory lane yet. I think that could be coming this time around. By week's time, right? Right about now, he could be the man that everybody is talking about. Matt Crafton has that potential, and we're going to talk to him about that potential next, right here on Racetime Radio. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of shakes.
Hey, race fans, this is Larry Burial, and you're listening to Racetime Radio on Sirius XM, Channel 167, Canada Talk.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canada Talks.
It's Canada's biggest NASCAR event of the year, the Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, featuring the only NASCAR playoff race north of the border and a weekend of off-track fun you won't want to miss. Come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th. Tickets and info at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hold on, NASCAR Nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Things.
Learn as much as you can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Busch.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it. And
it's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Get a flag here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Racetime Radio.
Only on Sirius XM 167.
We get you close.
I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Racetime Radio
on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks.
And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live tonight. I say we. That's like Susie Q and I. She's out there. You're not going to hear from her, but she gets all of our guests all lined up and ready to go on the hotline. Just me in the studio, Junior, stuck in Halifax waiting for the weather to clear in Toronto so the flight can go. But we'll hear from him next week. I can guarantee that. What do you say we get back to the hotline and hear from a guy that I believe has got a huge potential of standing in victory lane 1 week from now in the Silverado 250, and that is the driver of the number 88, Menards Ford for Thor Sport. He is a two-time champion and a multitude winner. I've got Matt Crafton on the hotline. What's going on, Mr. Matty? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, you?
Good, fantastic, man. It's been so long since you and I chatted, and look at this. We're right up alongside the road course once again. Man, this is going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really look forward to it. It's always a place I love to go, and we always put on a good show there, and I mean, it's unbelievable the fans that come out and watch that race, and it's always an exciting inning at the end for sure.
Exciting. It always makes the highlight reels. It did it again last year. Matt, do you think we're going to be in for another turn number 10 whack and run, or what do you think we're going to be in for this year?
Hopefully everybody should try to race each other respectfully, but it's usually not the way it goes. Majority of the races I've seen there. So, end of the day, I hopefully we can have a good enough lead so nobody can get to our rear bumper at the end.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be really cool. That's hard to do at CTMP, right? It's hard to run and hide at this racetrack.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that big back straightaway, the drafting and everything. I mean, you can get out on somebody and they can get such a good draft and catch you at the end of the straightaway. So it's definitely a great racetrack and always puts on a great show.
Matt, you are a two-time champion in the NASCAR Truck Series. You know what it takes to get it done. And today, I guess it's even more difficult, right, with the way the format is for the playoffs. How do you tackle this? This year has got to have a different mindset.
I mean, just the way the playoffs are. I mean, you have to be consistent. I mean, win and you're in. That's a definite way to do it. But at the same time, you can't have any mistakes. I mean, you have to have tons of stage points, and you have to have a lot of great finishes. I mean, you can put yourself out just as easy as you can put yourself in. I mean, you go and have a 30th place finish in one of those races, and if you don't win, there's no way you can get yourself into the next round. So you definitely have to be smart and smooth at the end. I mean, if in the Bristol, I felt we had definitely a little better truck we had at the track position, but we lost it and then took up to get it back, and you can't do anything too dumb, because you'll get yourself tore up and finish 30th, and you'll be sitting on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and it happens, and it happens fast in the truck series. Junior Joyner, your crew chief, one of the best in the whole garage area. He's got to be getting pretty good at prepping those trucks for the road course, because you've had good success on the road course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been closer. I finished second 2-3 years back, and we contended. I mean, we were great all day, so hopefully we can go and do the same thing this weekend.
How much input does the crew have, Matt, in this race? I know they prepare the truck, but after they hand you that Menards Ford, is there much input from the team throughout the course of this race?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the crew chief, right? Me and the crew chief, we have to communicate all throughout the race and make changes and keep working on our stuff to make it better throughout the race. And the racetrack will change throughout a run just because the track gets more rubber on it and the temperature, and you never make as long a run as you do in the race as you do in practice.
Well, it looks like the long-range forecast right now is going to be absolutely perfect for the weekend. I hope I'm not jinxing it at all, but it looks like the forecast is going to be right on. The kind of temperature you guys like running in and it's normally that way for the Silverado 250 weekend. Does one way play better into your hand than another? Would it help if it was a little cooler, cloudy conditions, or do you like the bright, hot sun?
Actually, hotter. It's hotter the better. At the end of the day, it's more slipping and sliding. You have to drive a little bit more. You don't get the fast throttle and have a ton of grip. So when it's cool, you're going to have more grip. They'll go faster, but they're not quite as hard to drive. I'm not saying they're easy to drive but by any means, but the hotter they are, the racetrack is, the harder it is to drive. So I usually like it whenever it's good, hot, and greasy.
And it takes a bunch of different elements, I guess, away, but it also turns the temperature up inside the helmet on most of these guys. We've seen it at Bristol. What is it with Bristol and that race? It gets you guys all fired up just before you come into Canada.
Part of the deal. Beating and banging and leaning on each other. It's just short track racing. And there's a lot of pressure on all of us. And when you get somebody leans on you and they don't feel that you're done right, you go back and try to retaliate and talk about it.
So we had Stu on at the beginning of the show. Everything sounds cool there, and I know I seen you guys on FS1 at the end, sort of giving each other a slap, and you're smiling. Is Thursday night water under the bridge now with you? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. Me and Stuart have been good all along, and I just didn't expect that of him. I was just good hard racing at the end of the day, and I hate it that he got spun. He was just trying to pinch me down as low as he could to pinch me off on the lap guy so I would lift. And I was trying not to, because I felt at that point in the race we were faster than him. I'm like, man, I need to get by him and go on. And I just, when we touched, and it just got me loose as I was turning down in the corner, and I just had to chase it and hit him, turned him around. And he was upset. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're upset when you get turned around. And we were both having a decent run at that point. And then he came up on the yellow and showed his displeasure. So I just went over to his window and wanted to make sure it was water on the bridge. And he said it was.
Yeah. And then you guys can continue on. But that sort of takes you by surprise, right? When a guy rolls up on your outside under yellow. Have you done that before?
I actually have. I mean, it's part of it.
Yeah. And you got to get rid of the frustration before you get in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to let it go. And you got to move on once you go back green.
Now, and that's the cool part about a race. They drop a checkered flag for a reason. That one's over, and then a green flag comes up for the next one. You got to forget about the last one if you're going to be successful in this one. And this one is the Silverado 250 weekend. Matt Crafton, I know this is going to be one for the ages. Could this be the one, Matt, that you're going to go to Victory Lane and celebrate in Canada?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel that it could be one of the ones that we go win. And it would be a very sweet one just to be able to say you won on a road course. And we only get to run one a year. So it would definitely be a sweet thing to have under your belt.
And you guys on ThorSport have had a little bit of experience up here at CTMP. You guys were up here kind of sneaking a little bit of road course racing in, not in trucks, but in a different class.
Yeah. Ford Performance, and we drove some Mustangs, and we had a good time up there. It's a lot of fun, and I think we're going to go back this week and do a little bit of track time on Wednesday as well, so it should be a lot of fun.
Going to do a little bit of fun. Now, not in your truck, right? You can't practice before, can you?
No, just Mustang.
In the Mustang, but it'll help, right? Every lap will count.
Every lap helps. It just kind of gets you a refresher for being around that racetrack. So we only race one time a year on road course, so if we can get ourselves freshened up before we go green, it'll definitely help. Every minute on that track will help.
I know I can't wait for this weekend. I'm going to show you how to party in Canada, buddy, if you can hit Victory Lane.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea, and maybe you can bring me a pair of some sweet pants you have with that.
You betcha. I got a brand new set in an envelope all waiting with your name on it, I might add. You'll be all set. Matt Crafton, this has been great as always. You've always been a good friend to Racetime Radio, and I'll tell you, you got a lot of Canadian fans up here, my friend. This is going to be a real good one.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
Really appreciate the time. That is Matt Crofton, driver of the number 88 Menards Ford. Of course, he is with Thor Sport, and we're going to hear from one of his teammates a little bit later in the show. We got Grant Enfinger coming up. Kind of looked like Grant was going to be in the hunt on Thursday night at Bristol. It wasn't, didn't turn out exactly the way Grant wanted it. We'll talk to him about that, but I'll tell you what. Grant Enfinger is the real deal. In that champion, number 98, he's got potential to do some big things here at CTMP. And how about Matt's other teammates? He's got Johnny Sauter, a guy that's been there, done that. Driver of the number 13. He's got Ben. Ben Rhodes is going to also be in that race. Ben was right there last year, I believe, with, I don't know, five or six turns left to go. Benny looped it around, so it wasn't a good day from that aspect. But just before that, he was looking real good, real sporty for potentially winning that race. So, you know, Thor Sport is going to be difficult when they get up here to CTMP, but so is a number of other teams. And you probably did hear the news, and we're going to hear from Alex Tagliani in just a bit. But Alex Tagliani is going to be driving the number 51 for Kyle Busch Motorsports, and we all know what the success rate is for Kyle Busch Motorsports in those trucks. Now insert Alex Tagliani into that truck, and how about that for a super shot at going to victory lane? You won't find many drivers that have got the experience Tagliani does at CTMP. And he's going to be running the NASCAR Pinty's race as well. So that is, you know, more the more laps you can get on. And I know it's two different cars, a car and a truck, two different disciplines. But we've seen it before where Alex Tagliani has jumped into quality equipment at CTMP, and he has almost, and I say almost, made it to victory lane. I think a gearbox got him on one. He set fast time. He went out and got the pole. He's been rocket fast. It's just something happens each and every time. Maybe not this time. He's going to be in the right hardware, and Alex Tagliani can get the job done. It's going to be very, very interesting to talk to Tags here tonight, and we'll find out exactly what his thoughts are heading into it. The other one that's going to be a very, very interesting discussion is going to be with Sun Peaks BC's driver, Jason White. We see him in the NASCAR Pinty Series. We have seen Jason in a truck. He raced, I believe, Phoenix was one race. We've seen him here at CTMP, and you know what? Jason's getting more acclimated to the truck. Will he go out and win the race? He can. He can. He's got the ability to do it. The likelihood probably isn't there for Jay to go out there and lay whooping on everybody, but I can tell you that he's going to be in line for a very good finish. He's a smart racer. He's acclimated to the truck. He knows the track. All of those are huge assets heading into what is a very tight technical racetrack at CTMP. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how things unfold. And we will talk to Jason here tonight on the program. We'll also catch up with Matt Perdigo. He ended up winning his third APC race of the season. And we're going to catch up with him here right after the top of the hour when we throw it back to Toronto and get you up to date on some of the news and highlights you may have missed over this first hour, like keeping you up to date. And then in hour number two, we will go through the different guests that we've got lined up, including Alex Tagliani, Jason White, and Matt Perdigo. And, of course, Grant Enfinger is also on that list. Or our hit list, as soon as we get past the top of the hour, and we'll bring him in. Let's revisit here. I got a quick clip that I'd like to put in here. Brett Moffitt went to victory lane at Bristol on Thursday night. He drives the Chevrolet for GMS. He's teammate to Stu Friesen in the 52. Brett Moffitt did go to Victor Lane. He's in a Chevy, and he has had real good success at CTMP as well. He is going to be another threat to win. But he addressed the media at Bristol on Thursday night. Reporter asked him about, does this make a statement? Does the championship run through you, Brett Moffitt? And here's what Brett had to say.
It's not really about making statements. It's about winning races, and that speaks for itself. So we've had a lot of fast Chevy Silverados this year, and things just haven't played out. I thought almost for damn sure we were going to win Michigan last week, and Crafton didn't get going on the restart, and it cost us. But I guess you can call it a statement or whatever, but we're just executing the race fully, and we have fast trucks, and we're just doing everything right tonight, and that's what we need to do, continue it into the playoffs. But it's a huge weight lifted off our shoulders, that's for damn sure, and we'll go to the next two, try to win them, get as many playoff points possible, and then focus on the round of six.
And that's exactly what you got to do. It sounds like Brett's got the exact strategy that he's going to need to implement heading forward into these playoffs. And the CTMP race, or the Silverado 250 weekend, that is the second playoff race of the season. And this is really one of those pivotal races, right? You want to win and move on. There's only going to be two winners over the next two races. We know that for sure. And you've got 30-some-odd trucks that are going to want to be one of those two. So it's going to be real interesting. Looking through some of the results, that number 51 truck that Alex Tagliani is going to pilot in the 250 weekend, well, it finished second with Chandler Smith in it on Thursday night. In third spot, it was Ross Chastain. He had a real good run going. Fourth spot was the 52 of Stuart Friesen. In fifth spot, another one of the chase contenders, it was Grant Enfinger. Let me see here. Sixth, the number two, Sheldon Creed. Good run for Sheldon. Seventh spot was Matt Crafton. We just heard from him. In eighth spot, Ben Rhodes. So a good run for the Thor Sport camp. In ninth spot, Todd Gilliland. And let's think back to last year's Silverado 250 weekend. You'll remember that it was Todd Gilliland coming into turn 10. He could see the checkered flag ahead of him before he and the 18 got together and did a little bit of twirling in the famous number 10 corner. And then it was, it was time to for Justin Haley to say, see you later, guys. I'm going to go grab that flag that guy's waving up there. You got to keep your eye on Todd Gilliland, too. He is going to be one. Your top 10 rounded out with the number 16 of Austin Hill. The 11th spot, Johnny Sauter in the 13th. In 12th spot, the number 46 of Raphael Lessard, a Canadian guy. And Raphael, no doubt, was pretty jumpy at the end of that one. We've seen him talking to Ross Chastain. And I can tell you right now that Raphael wasn't too happy with old Ross at the end of that Bristol race. But those are your truck results. We got more truck talk coming in hour number two. But we are going to throw it back to Toronto. We're going to get you up to date on some of the news you may have missed. And then we're coming back to you with hour number two. And the update only takes like 90 seconds. So you don't need to go anywhere. Stay right there. And we'll be back with you here in 90 seconds.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
Let's see if we got enough fuel to burn this thing down. Come on.
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Stick a flag here, baby.
All.
Yeah, baby!
Things
Big
racing.
Oh my God!
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Holy crap! Did you see that?
One race at a time.
Left side up. Left side up.
Jimmy Johnson's flowing. The race leader off two.
It's all on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Show them how to burn it down.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the Sirius XM app.
With the two Joes
here on Racetime Radio
on Sirius XM 167,
where Canada talks.
And just like that, just instantly like that, hour number two begins tonight here on Racetime Radio. And sorry for you, you got ripped off. You only get one Joe. You don't get two tonight. This Joe here, Joe Chisholm, is in the studio. Joe Jr., unfortunately, I don't know whether he could be sitting on an aircraft now on his way back from Halifax and a busy, busy weekend in the Bumper to Bumper 300 out in Halifax. But we'll find out how he's making out in just a bit. But what do you say we get back to the hotline and we bring in a guy that won his third APC race at Sunset Speedway just last night? It was the AP 100. And it was Matt Pertigo going to Victory Lane in that Global Warranties Toyota Town Car in the number 21. We got him on the hotline. What's going on there, Mr. Matt Pertigo? Look at this. You're back.
Yeah, back. A long time no talk, Joe.
Yeah. Well, it seems like just a day ago. But
exactly.
Good for you. Another win. That's got to feel just super.
Oh, it feels great. The Global Warranty Toyota Town Camry. You know, we were fast all weekend through practice. Missed the mark a little in qualifying, could really use those bonus points for the series standings for the year-end race in Delaware. But, hey, qualified fourth, and that was a heck of a fun race.
Oh, man, it sounds like it, Matt. You know what? You're starting to be one of those guys. Well, you've been that way for a long time, but you're starting to be one of those guys that you got to absolutely keep your eyes pinned on because you put on a show, kid.
No, I appreciate it. You know, we would do whatever we can. The Safety C Series is definitely one to watch. Probably some of the best racing in North America for late model racing, you know. And hey, if I can pass Sky Will and make it three wide, we'll do it. And whatever we can do to get a spot, we'll do it and get a win out of it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got another one last night. Let's take us back to Sunset Speedway, will you? And I know from watching the APC series and covering it, you can go sit on the pole all you want. You can be fast guy, but you ain't going to start there. They do a little bit of a handicap system here. Where did you roll off on Saturday night?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, they go by points, right? So we're the leader, the point standing. So we started, I believe, ninth last night. Made our way up through the field. A couple little wreck in the beginning of the race. I think maybe four or six laps in. And that was the only yellow flag throughout the whole race, which is really incredible.
Wow. Wow, that would have kept you going, oh, boy, I need a yellow here. Well, maybe not. I'm coming.
Yeah, no, we were behind Simsy. Him and Shaw were battling out for a little while. You know, I learned it over the years. The last 4 years, I burnt off our rear tires there. Really easy to do. So I just kind of hung back in third place, watched them battle out for a little while, and just watched them kind of use up their stuff and then just capitalize when we could.
Now, look at that. There's the veteran in you coming out now, kid. Looking at them burning their stuff up. Hey, bud, I was there, and I'm talking a few years ago now, but I watched Andrew Grizel come through the last chance qualifier, and this is going to hurt. You know it is. You know exactly what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But the 21 had the lead of the race, all except for the last couple laps where I believe he burned his stuff up, and the 81 got by him to win the race. Now the shoe is on the other foot. That's got to feel a whole lot better.
I'm slowly learning, Joe, slowly learning. But, yeah, no, it feels great. Me and Shaw battled side-by-side for about four or five laps. Unfortunately, I think he had a shock that broke or something like that. 94, I think, green flag lap after that one caution. And it was a fast race. It was a good race. A lot of lap cars, a lot of traffic we had to get around. But nonetheless, the Global Warranty Toyota Town Camry came out on top. Really helped our points lead a little bit going to Delaware in 2 weeks.
I'm looking forward to seeing the recap because, of course, I was busy at Sauble Speedway watching the Supers go. Got to put a note to Tim Ellis. He won his first Super late model race. I was there to witness that, but I never got a chance to watch the APC race. I know it was covered live on Legend Nations, and I didn't catch not one lap of it. So I'm going to look forward to seeing the video update. Ryan does a great job on that. Is it out yet?
I believe it is. I saw a quick race recap, actually maybe an hour or two ago. Actually, got a bunch of buddies here. We're having a nice barbecue, and I showed them the race. So, yeah, it is out. Really good race, like I said. Really helped us out in the championship. Take a little ease off going to Delaware. Unfortunately, Shea, he had a little trouble during the race. So, like I said, that helped our points lead out. And I think 32 cars, the only car pretty close to winning the championship if something goes wrong with us.
So how is the points lead? How many points have you got? And is anything secure in this?
Not totally secure yet. Like I said, I think we have to start and finish above 20th position. I think we have a 28 or 29 point lead on Treaton there. Man, he's having a heck of a year, too. He's getting poles. He's coming so close to win. He's going to be one heck of a good driver.
No kidding. That's an understatement. You got your work cut out for you. If he figures out what you have figured out, you, my friend, could be in trouble. You're going to have more company up there.
Yeah, I think this last race is going to be a barn burner. There's so many fast guys at Delaware. You know, Shea's going to be up there. Treaton's going to be up there. Hopefully, we'll be up there too. I think we had pole in the first race of the season up at Delaware. Everyone from Global Warranty is coming out to this race. I think there's a big 200-person tent. So hopefully all ends well at the end of the race. You know, we get the championship and even a win and do a nice big burnout in front of the Global Warranty tent.
Well, if you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, that voice you heard over there, that is the number 21 of Matt Pertigo. He has won his third APC race, current point leader in the APC series presented by Grisdale. Right here in the province of Ontario, a pro late model series, second to none, I can guarantee you that. And, Matt, you're heading to Delaware Speedway. Now, that is your home track. That's one that you cut your teeth on. So that's got to be real good news heading into a place like that.
Yeah, really looking forward to go back there. Like I said, home roots, got a bunch of friends coming out. Global Warranty is going to be there, too. We know the track. We know what we have to do. You know what? We're going to go for the win. Hey, you know, we've got three wins on the season already. Love to make it four. And that's what we're there to do. It's hard not to think about the points championship, but in the end, it's in the back of your head. But regardless, we're going out for that win, and hopefully we'll come out on top again.
Well, we'd expect absolutely nothing less out of you, number 21. I can guarantee you that. No pressure being at home. Just like I said to Stu Friesen at the top of the show, he's coming in as a NASCAR truck winner now, heading into CTNP. He's going to have family, friends, all of that, and all of us Canadians to put up with. No pressure. Man, you guys are going to feel it when you get on the track running.
Oh, you know, every series is coming down to the end shortly. Like I said, Delaware's our last race. We got the big $25,000 race coming up at Ducasse, so that's going to be another massive race. I think there's already 68 pre-registered cars, something like that. Everyone from North America is going to be at that race, so that's going to be another interesting one. Like I said, I think that's the week right before, 2 weeks maybe before Delaware, so looking forward to that race as well.
So you're going to use your APC car in that race, or have you got another rocket prepared for the 75K to win the Canadian Short Track National at Ducasse?
We're going to use the 21 car. Obviously, make a couple adjustments, a couple part changes, just to try and compete with the guys coming down from the States. But, yeah, we're going to use the 21 car. It's a pretty stout car. We haven't had the best luck there in the APC series, but we kind of work on capitalizing our mistakes from our past races, and hopefully, you know what, I'll be happy if we make the race for that field. That's going to be a heck of a race, a lot of drivers coming up for it, like I said, be really happy if we just make the field and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, you can guarantee it, Matt. Final question for you, because I know that you cut your teeth on road racing and turning left and right. CTMP is this weekend coming up. How come we're not seeing you in one of those either Pindy's cars or in a truck? Are we going to ever? Because I know that has played into your hand. That's how you grew up.
Yeah, no, we, like I said, started go-karts, working my way up, did pulling 1,600 cars, did touring cars down the States for a little while. And then Johnny Erland introduced me into late model racing, and it kind of stuck on me, really enjoyed it. As for any upcoming road course races, stuff like that, I would love to do that. But right now, really focused on winning this championship. You never know, next year I'd love to be in a Pinty's car or even a truck down at Mossport or CMTC. But right now, like I said, really focused on winning this championship, not just for Global Warranty, but all the crew, everyone that works really hard on this car, everyone from Apollo Racing Enterprises, Rick, Mike, everyone there. So right now, that's kind of in my head. That's in everyone's head, and then looking forward to hopefully coming out on top.
Well, they can put whatever equipment they can build underneath a guy, but they need a wheelman behind the wheel, and they definitely got one with you, Matt Pertigo. Congratulations on the sunset win. I will save your seat and have it all warmed up for after Delaware Speedway, just so we can keep the streak going.
Appreciate it very much, Joe. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. That is Matt Pertigo, driver, the number 21 APC Series. You want to catch that race at Delaware Speedway to end 2019? Tell you what, that is going to be off the chip. Car count has not been a problem with the APC Series. They're sending guys home at most times, which you don't like seeing guys get sent home, but it tells you about the competition in the APC Series presented by Grisdale, and we're in for another doozy at Delaware. Check it out. Get to Delaware Speedway. Get to their website. Have a look, and you get all the details there. And keep it tuned to Race Time Radio. I can well imagine we're going to preview that final for the APC Series. We broadcasted a few of their races. I'll tell you what, off the hook. And hopefully we can do more of that for all of you in 2020. We'll see how it all plays out. But we are going to hit a break. And then guess what? We're going to switch the conversation back to trucks. And we're going to do it with a guy that has, he's one of the chasers in the truck series. We have got Grant Enfinger, Alex Tagliani, and Jason White all joining us from now to the top of the hour. We got our work cut out. Here comes your traffic controller in me, because we got some great guests coming at you. Stay right there. We'll be back in a moment.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to Race Time Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Race Time Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land. Hear rare interviews and performances. Live concerts.
Is there anybody alive out there?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 20.
It's Canada's biggest NASCAR event of the year, the Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, featuring the only NASCAR playoff race north of the border and a weekend of off-track fun you won't want to miss. Come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th. Tickets and info at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
50 years will firmly be in the history books. Saturday, September 7th at Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Tune in live worldwide for flight-to-flight coverage of the Lucas Oil 150.
Put your tap shoes on. It's time to dance.
The track season finale featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Am I allowed to burn her down?
Climbing the high banks under the lights for one final time in 2019.
Burn the mother down. Hang her up.
Join us at the track for the season finale or tune in live on racetimeradio.com. Pre-race coverage begins at 4 p.m. Eastern. For event tickets and details, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAV TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAV TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAV TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce.
But I got a good deal.
To the insight of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Race Time Radio.
And just like that, we are back with you live tonight on Race Time Radio. Tuned in on SiriusXM channel 167. Hello to everybody. Let's talk some more about the Silverado 250 weekend, shall we? With one of the guys that is in that NASCAR Gander Truck Series chase. He drives the number 98, normally champion on the side of that number 98 truck. He is from Alabama, and his name is Mr. Grant Enfinger. We have him. What's going on there, Mr. Finger? How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Just actually got back from Springfield, Illinois, and getting ready to head north of the border here in a couple of days.
Yeah, that a boy. We like to hear that. How did things go at Springfield? I know you were down there helping one of your buddies out, trying to figure out his ARCA car.
Yeah, not too bad. I was helping a buddy of mine, Kelly Kowski, in the 16 car, and he ended up finishing sixth today. So overall, not a bad run, made it back in one piece. So he's got a car to take to the next one into coin.
You gotta love that when a plan comes together. And I, my friend, if I was doing his deal, I definitely want a past champion telling me, giving me some pointers to fly around that. Those ARCA guys aren't necessarily attuned to the dirt, are they?
No. They only run on the dirt twice a year. But Kelly, he's a dirt racer, and he's run these two dirt ARCA races for a long time now. So they got a good team, and I just try to go up there and help out where I can, because those guys have helped me so much through my career. So I just had some fun, but like I said, now we're getting ready to go road course racing.
Ah, you're coming off a not bad run at Bristol, I'll tell you. I was watching the show on TV here, and I'm going, hey, Grant's got the lead. Look out, he's going to go. But damn, that 52 truck, Stuart Friesen was quick, so was the 24. Of course, he ended up winning it. But it kind of looked like your truck sort of went away a little bit. Did it, Grant?
We weren't that great all night, but Jeff Hensley made an awesome call to get us some track position. And when we had the lead, we seemed to be able to control the race pretty good, and just had a bunch of restarts. I was able to get four or five restarts down, but finally Moffitt beat me on one, and once he beat me on the restart, he controlled the race, and then we were just kind of another truck, more or less. We had made it a lot better. We'd made a lot of gains on our Thor Sport Racing F-150. We just weren't the best truck there, and like I said, Jeff Hensley put us in position to where if things could have gone right, we could have got a checkered flag, that's for sure. Just didn't work out for us.
Tell you what, you and Jeff make quite a combo. You guys have for quite a while, and what a combo it is. You guys have the right chemistry. It's got to be.
We do have good chemistry, and really our whole 98 Thor Sport Racing team has been clicking really good for a while now. So everybody's getting along. Everybody's keeps bringing us really good F-150s to the track. So I think we're going to end up in victory lane before too long.
Grant, got to ask you, friends and foes, there's all kinds of them on the racetrack. And coming out of Bristol, you usually end up with a pile of foes instead of a pile of friends. And then heading into a road course race where it's got to be super enticing to give that guy that just made you mad at the last racetrack, just give him just a little bit of a send and you won't have to worry about him the rest of the day. But not so. Coming out of Bristol, you had all of them were friends.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. I don't know, but yeah, we didn't have too many. There was a lot of drama, I should say, going on at Bristol, and we stayed out of most of it. So I think we did pretty good on that front. I kind of look for more of that going into Canada. Being we don't have a race in between there. Everything's still fresh, and in Canada, I don't know what y'all do up there, but y'all seem to bring out the worst in us racers. Whenever we go up there, it seems like there's a lot of dumping going on. Every time you got to slow down to make a corner, you actually got to use the brakes, and sometimes the people behind you they forget all about that when they get up to Canada. So I'll look for more of the same sort of Bristol drama to carry on into Canada. That's for sure.
This is the wild card race for the truck series. It's turned into it that anyway. And like you say, guys not maybe using the brakes, and eight wheels always turn better than four when you go into, I don't know, five, six, and seven. But that number 10 turn is one that has made the highlight reel every year, do you think? This year it's going to be more of the same, or do you think we can come clean through turn 10?
I think it's going to be more of the same, Joe. I hope it's not. I hope we can get out of there without somebody getting down on the last lap. But if history is any indication, then that's not going to be the case. So I think the Gander Outdoors Truck Series has had one clean last lap there in the 7-8 years, however many years that they've been going up there. So hopefully it can be. I know it's possible. It just isn't very probable. I look for somebody to get dumped. I guess playing the good strategy game, I think we need to try to be in third going into turn 10. That would probably set us up good for a win there on Sunday.
I was just going to say strategy, not pit strategy, but driver strategy is going to come into play. And I'll bet you there is, I don't know, 30 other trucks thinking the same way you are. I want to be third coming through number 9, and I want to be first coming out of the exit of turn 10.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. You know the Silverado 250 weekend is going to be the truck race to be at. Grant, how are you going to tackle this one? Are you going to do it any different than you have the previous truck races? Because I believe you've been just about at all of them, if not all of them.
You know, we were pretty strong last year. We had some issues. We had to start at the back because of a mechanical issue there in qualifying. And then we ended up having a pit penalty. So we had to overcome a lot, but we had pretty good speed there last year. We didn't hold on quite as good as we'd like to. So I think Jeff Hensley's gonna try to get us a package that maybe holds on the tires a little bit better. And then we got to race our tail off the whole night. We've got to qualify up front and race up front. We need all the stage points we can get. And you know, hopefully we're able to maybe have some track position at the end. And, like I said, fight for a third place. That way we can really be fighting for a win.
Final question for you tonight. We heard from Matt Crafton. He is one of your teammates over there at Thor Sport. And Matt has had real good success on the road course. How much are the 98 and the 88, how much are they going to be the same? Or do you and Matt like the same sort of setup that Junior and Matt put in his truck? Would it work for Jeff and Grant on the same sort of deal?
You know, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be terribly far apart. We'll definitely be close enough to where we can kind of compare driver notes during practice and stuff like that. We're pretty good about doing some of that. And we actually, me and Crafton shared a road course car earlier this year in Sebring, Florida. So we've got a good relationship, and we'll definitely be able to bounce ideas off of each other. But like you said, Crafton, he's he always runs good up there. He's always been solid.
I can't hurt to have teammates like that where you guys can sit in the holler and have a little bit of a powwow before you start, and then it's every man for himself, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Now, what I want you to do, Grant, I want you to grab your wife and head for Canada now. You just turn and start heading north, and
yeah.
I'll tell you when to stop. You'll be here, and I'll show you how to catch one, okay?
That sounds good.
Yeah,
gonna try to make it up there a little early. So, but yeah, man, we're excited about getting there and excited about getting the next race into the playoffs. So, we've got a long ways to go, but we've got great partners in Champion Power Equipment, Curb Records. A huge thank you to Duke and Ron to Thorson for letting us do this, and we want to bring him a checkered flag soon. So why not go ahead and do it in Canada?
Ah, that would be dynamite. Champion on the truck this weekend. What are you going to be showing the fans?
So actually, Superior Essex, a new partner, is going to be on board with us in Canada this weekend, and Champion will have some display there as well. So got a new partner. So that's always a good thing in racing.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to be some happy they partnered with Grant Enfinger. You're one of those guys that if I had a company that size, man, I would have you behind the wheel of my vehicle, I can guarantee you. You do a great job, not only behind the wheel, but for getting on, you know, all the different radio programs and television. You do a great job for your supporters and for your race fans, Grant Enfinger. And it's great to see Champion. With a display, you know Champion is sold at Canadian Tire here in Canada, and they make a great product. And, man, I'll tell you what, pretty stormy out here tonight. You never know, the lights could go out in a little bit, and one of those Champion generators would come in handy.
That comes in handy when the power goes out, that's for sure.
You want to believe it. Grant, have safe travels. I know I look forward to catching up with you. We're going to have a lot of fun in Canada, and it'll be even more fun with you in victory lane, I can guarantee it.
That sounds great, Joe.
You bet. That is Grant Enfinger, driver, the number 98 Ford Thor Sport. He's in a Ford. Could it be a Ford to take the Silverado 250? Could it be? There's a good possibility of that. But don't forget, the Chevrolet camp is stacked up pretty good with Stu Friesen and Brett Moffitt and, the list goes on and on, right? And we can't forget about our good friends in the Toyota camp. And we're going to hear from one of those Toyotas next. He's going to drive the number 51 for KBM. And, by the way, he's a Canadian superstar. His name is Alex Tagliani. And he is going to be on this show next. Stay tuned. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Hey, race fans, this is Ernie Irvin. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
It's Canada's biggest NASCAR event of the year, the Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, featuring the only NASCAR playoff race north of the border and a weekend of off-track fun you won't want to miss. Come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250, August 23rd to 25th. Tickets and info at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
50 years will firmly be in the history books. Saturday, September 7th at Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Tune in live worldwide for flight-to-flight coverage of the Lucas Oil 150.
Put your tap shoes on. It's time to dance.
The track season finale featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Am I allowed to burn her down?
Climbing the high banks under the lights for one final time in 2019.
Burn the mother down.
Hey, join us at the track for the season finale or tune in live on racetimeradio.com. Pre-race coverage begins at 4 p.m. Eastern. For event tickets and details, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
NFL is on SiriusXM. Listen to every game from the preseason through Super Bowl 53 on your radio.
Here we go. Tackle football. Let's play.
And remember, your hometown broadcast is always available on the SiriusXM app. When you're at home, turn down the TV volume and stream the game on your phone and SiriusXM connected devices and speakers. And when your team isn't playing, follow the National Football League 24-7 on SiriusXM NFL Radio, Channel 88.
Best team in the business.
Can the fans hear me right now on this?
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hold on. NASCAR Nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Things.
Learn as much as you can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Blair.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it. And
it's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Take a fly here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
MAP TV. The only network dedicated to all things motorsports is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAV TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAV TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAV TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Race Time Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Ken bringing us back after our last break of the night. And I know I'm going to see Ked at the truck race. I see him there every single year at CTMP. You can't miss him. He's the big, tall guy. He's bald now. He's taking his hair off, but he's looking good. And could he ever play guitar? And we got to thank him for bringing us back from the break. I want to remind you, too, if you're just tuned in now, we are working on grabbing Alex Taglianni to bring him up on the show. He's going to drive the number 51 for KBM in the Silverado 250 at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park that comes up this weekend. It is a double date, Canada's ultimate NASCAR weekend. You'll see not only the NASCAR Gander Truck Series, but you also see the NASCAR Pinty Series. And how about the Canadian Tour Cars? They're also going to be there. But what I was going to tell you, if you have not got your tickets yet, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com and you can buy your tickets. There's still excellent tickets available. And you're not going to find better value. I got to add that too. You're not going to find better value for a NASCAR race of any kind than what you will at CTMP. So if you're listening south of the border, you don't want to miss this one. If you've never seen this truck race at the road course, let me give you some idea here. Normally, when you go to a NASCAR track, you buy yourself a ticket, you sit in this seat, and sure enough, some guy, you're 5 feet like I am, and some guy that's 6 feet, him and his buddies that are all 6 feet bought the tickets right in front of you. And as soon as the green flag comes out, those guys stand up and now you're screwed. That doesn't happen at CTMP. The cool part about a road course race, if you've never attended one, and I really, really strongly suggest that you attend this one or Road America. Road America is cool too. When you're doing a road course, you can select the place that you view the race from. And at CTMP, there is a wide, wide range of where you can go to view what part of the track you want to see. My first experience going to CTMP was there to see, back in the day, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. And I spoke with Mark Dilley, actually, because I had never been to that facility. I seen Mark Dilley when I got in, and Mark was running the series, still is. And I said to Mark, where do I go? Like, is there a grandstand set up where I can see everything? He goes, no, it's a road course. Have you never been to here? I said, nope, never been here. He said, Joe, you can go anywhere. Anywhere you want to go, you can go. Just have at her. It's a facility that is massive. And you take the tunnel, you come out into the infield, and then go pick a spot. And you can go to all these different spots around the racetrack. And Mark Dilley suggested I go down to just before turn 10. And it's a long straightaway leading into turn 10. And the cars turn, and the trucks, they turn, and then they head back to the start-finish line. And he said, the guys are going their maximum right there. You want to see that, because even the NASCAR Pindy's cars are hauling the mail at this racetrack, and they just dart it straight in. And no wonder they have trouble in turn 10. It's not fabricated by any stretch. You're coming down a real high-speed straightaway into what is a very tight turn. And, of course, you got checkered flag waving, right? So everybody's eyes are all lit up. And in NASCAR, it's legal to give a guy a little bump. And a little bump usually leads to a big shove and usually a dust up at the end. And that's what we see in that race. It's a really good spot to watch the race from, is what I'm trying to get at. And you can do that this coming weekend. It's a Silverado 250 weekend. And you can see it for yourself. It's going to be off the hook. And so is that Pindy's race, my dad. Jason Hathaway, heard from him earlier. He went to victory lane at Riverside. So riding that wave of momentum and that win, CTMP is the spot Jason Hathaway actually broke his arm 1 year, drove it right in. I don't know whether he had a tire failure or what actually took place. But Jason Hathaway drilled it into the tire barrier, and he hit it so hard he ended up breaking his arm. So he hasn't got real good memories of there, but I can tell you he's had success at that racetrack as well. So the good will always outweigh the bad, and watch for Hathaway to be very strong. LP Dumoulin, Andrew Ranger, Alex Tagliani, 74, Kevin Lacroix, who else? DJ Kennington. A whole laundry list of names. How about Gary Klute? He's also going to be in a truck, Gary Klute. He'll do double duty. There is a ton of really good names that you're going to have to keep your eye on at CTMP. Susie, you know you can hear me. Go ahead and grab Jason White. We'll grab Jason, and I wouldn't doubt Alex Tagliani could be. I'm just saying could be. Going through the same thing Junior's gone through in Halifax and got delayed for the weather that is in the Toronto area. And, you know, they don't want to take off in Halifax if they got trouble landing in Toronto. So that could be it. So we'll work on either Jason White or Alex Tagliani. Both of them are going to be in trucks, and we're going to try and get to both of them here tonight on the show. It's going to be a great race weekend. Keep it tuned to Racetime Radio throughout the course of the week. I've got tickets to give away, and I'm going to be doing that through our social media throughout the course of the week. And I got a few sets, and I will be giving them away. And one particular set is for VIP tickets that includes a pace car ride. So keep it tuned to Racetime, and you do that on Twitter at Racetime Radio or on Facebook at Racetime Radio. And you're going to want to do that from Monday forward because I'm going to be giving away tickets. But enough of what I'm doing. I want to hear what this next guest is going to be doing. He's going to be driving, I believe, the number 33 truck. He is from Sun Peaks, BC, and he's going to be in the CTMP race. Let's welcome in Jason White. What's going on there, Jason? Jason, what's happening?
How are you, buddy?
Doing real good. You're going to be all smiles and giddy, man. You're going to get back into the truck.
Yeah, it's been a while since we were in the truck. I mean, as most people that follow racing know, we didn't make the race back in Daytona in February. So we're getting back in and going to see what we can do here at CTMP this weekend in the Chevy Silverado 250.
Jay, it's a track that you have been around numerous times in your Pinty stuff. You've also been around it in a truck, so you know what to expect. What's the team coming together like, and what's your thoughts heading into this one?
Well, you know, as I said, we were geared up for Daytona. you know kind of what happened there. The business of racing bit me with about a week before the race. I was supposed to be locked in with Rayum Brothers Racing, but somebody came to the table with sponsorship a week before the race, and I got bumped out of the truck that was locked into the race, and the truck that I was in didn't have enough time to get through the shop properly. And we tried to make the show, and we didn't, which is kind of a, you know, the lows of racing, obviously. I felt it as hard as I could within 1 week to another. It was the highs of highs and the lows of lows. So yeah. This race here is kind of a makeup race for that with Rayum Brothers Racing. We're coming in hard with crew chief Doug George again. And, you know, last year we had a great run going, running in the top 15. And the nut behind the wheel made a couple mistakes on pit road. Usually in the Penty series, we have a paddle man at the end of the at the end of pit road. Dan's always standing there with a stop slow or a stop go sign, and I'm used to that. And with the digital timing with the truck series, there's a yellow line about 40 yards downhill from there, and I kept getting caught speeding from that point down to end of the hole, and it was very frustrating for me. But now that I know that that's there, I'm really looking forward to getting my pit road antics where they should be. So, you know, other than that, I mean, like I said, last time we were there, we were running in the top 15, and I think that's our goal again this year. I really had a great run in the Penties race there this year with CBRT and Joey McComb. We were turning laps basically all year. We've been way faster, but we were turning laps, you know, a full second and a half faster than ever been there before. We were down into the 123s, and, you know, 123.8, I think, was my fastest. And I'm usually a 125 type guy. So, you know, that was really good for us, a lot of confidence. So, you know, going into this race, just a lot of confidence this year in racing. And I think it started out at Daytona with that Lucas Oil 200 in the ARCA series. Just, you know, running right up in the lead pack with 15 to go. And then, you know, we rolled into the first part of the season with Pinty's, and we had three top tens in a row and just had some momentum. And then rolling it into my 100th race in Saskatoon wasn't really what we wanted to happen, but we got all that out of the way, and I really feel confident behind the wheel these days, a lot more confident than I ever have, and I have a lot more of a winning attitude than I've ever had.
Well, and good for good cause too, Jay. You are one of those crafty veterans that cannot be underestimated, and don't take it to heart that speeding penalty that you got. There was a lot of guys driving trucks that got that same speeding penalty, as I recall, last year. That was definitely a problem on pit road for both series.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, the veteran making rookie mistakes. So I'm going to try and avoid that this coming weekend and just really start working with my team. I've chose not to run the Pinty's race this weekend. I just want to focus on the truck and just get some laps in there and practice and qualifying. From what I hear, we're qualifying on Sunday morning, which is new. I haven't confirmed that, but that's what a rumor I heard is we're qualifying Sunday morning. So it'll be a build up on Saturday with practice sessions and seeing if we can get that truck sealed to the ground a little better than we had last year. We were a little bit off on our aerodynamics, but it's on the pull down rig tomorrow in Charlotte. And the truck will be a lot better than it was. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to working with Doug George and Josh Rayum with Rayum Brothers Racing again. It's something that has been great for me. You know, I'm a racer, I come from a racing family. I by far am not the best racer in the world, but as a racer and what we do, you know, I'll stack myself up against anybody. Last night I had my computer out and I was watching the cup race and watching Matt Benedetto do what he's doing, and I had my iPad and I was watching my brother at Western Speedway in his sprint car in the Daffodil Cup, and then I was Fans Choice TV was on the TV watching the K&N West race, and then I was watching the Pinty's race. I was just, racing is life, you know, it's just so great for us, and we just that's all we know, really. And I think you're in the same boat, you understand what I'm saying. It's just bred into you, and for us, we just keep going, and you know, like coming up to this Chevy Silverado 250, you just take everything you've ever learned, whether it's on the track, off the track, and just put it all together and throw it all out there and see what you got.
Yeah, and go after your dreams, right? And this is no, but by stretch, no stretch is this a dream for you. It was a goal and an accomplishment to advance yourself and get an opportunity. And Jason White, you have earned the opportunity to go do what you're going to do. And that's the cool part about it. I know people can go out and buy rides. But, you know, I was doing some interviews at Daytona one time, and it was back when Ty and Austin Dillon were just coming through the ranks. They were just coming into the truck series. And people were saying, and on social media, oh, they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and their grandfather paid for everything. They wouldn't be there if it wasn't for him. And you got to know that the opportunity, yes, was provided by Richard Childress. Yes, it was. Yeah. But Joey Coulter, I had him on the air, and he was a teammate to those two guys. And I said, is it really like that, Joey? Or is it like, did these guys, it looks to me like they've got talent. He said, Joe, I'm going to put it to you this way. If I gave you a helicopter, it would be your job to fly it. Could you do it? And I said, no, I'd wreck. I wouldn't even get it off the ground. He said, precisely. Look at the results they're getting, and they've earned the right. And I said, you know what? No one has said it better. And, Jay, you fit into that category. You really do. And it's kind of cool when you're going to get to CTMP and live out one of those goals and go out there and improve your score over the last time.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I've said this before in interviews and stuff. I've raced against both of those Dillon brothers, and we've raced against Christopher Bell, and we've raced against Gregson. They come and they get seat time in the Pinty Series with us. But you stack up LP Dumoulin, Kevin Lacroix, DJ Kennington, you know, all of these guys, these road course aces now, you know, Anthony Simone. I'll put any of those guys in this series up against anybody in the world to come to CTMP and put themselves in either a Gander Outdoor Series truck or a Pinty Series car. We have so much talent here in Canada, and the amount of road course racing that we do, it just shines when we get these opportunities. And, you know, with me in a truck with Ryan Brothers Racing, I'm looking for a top 15. A top 10 is attainable, with how things go with attrition and stuff. I hope Alex can get that 51 truck up and set the track record and win the race. You know, as much as Alex and I have had our beefs before, I really want him to do it. I want him to win this race for Canadians. And then, of course, the guy that's really carrying the weight for us all right now, Stuart Friesen. That guy is just one awesome dude, and he's one hell of a wheel man, and he's proven that to us all. So if he can get up there and win that thing as well for Canada, that just means so much for everybody here and so much for racing in Canada and NASCAR.
Wouldn't it be cool if one of our guys gets out and waves that Canadian flag in a NASCAR victory lane for a truck series race? I think that would come, we'd all come unglued.
I think it would be awesome. And you know, CTMP's come a long way and putting themselves on a world stage again like they were in the past. And hopefully we can get an Xfinity race or maybe even a cup race one day there. It would just be awesome. I think it's attainable. And I think with what Ron Fellows is doing there with those guys, it's definitely not out of the question, that's for sure.
Yeah, but he could never take away our truck race. I honestly live for this race on this particular weekend. I'd love to see Xfinity and Cup, but I'll tell you what, don't take my trucks away because it provides awesome entertainment.
I think the truck series is really the blue-collar nuts and bolts of racing. And when I went down to Phoenix last year and I had a good run there going before mechanical problems and stuff. And I learned that those guys are just right on the ball. And, you know, those top teams with those good trucks are pretty awesome. So it'd be nice one day to get into one of those spaceships, as we call them. But we'll just do it with what we got. I mean, the truck that I was supposed to be in at Daytona finished sixth. The truck that was locked in, the 33 truck. So, I mean, it just, things can happen in racing, and, you know, like I said, I strongly believe I'm a top 15. I've proved that already. I think I can do that again, and a top 10 is definitely not out of reach, that's for sure. So I think just staying out of trouble and keeping fast and keeping pace with the mid-pack at the first half of the race and then going after it and see what we got with our your GMC truckstore.com Chevy Silverado. So
We're with Jason White. He's from Sun Peaks, B.C. He's going to be on his way to CTMP for the Silverado 250. He's going to drive the number 33 truck, Jay. Tell us what the truck's going to look like. Tell us who's going to be supporting that baby.
Like I said, it's Rayum Brothers Racing, Josh Rayum. He's a Canadian boy out of Victoria here that's living his dream down in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's got a three-truck team right now. He's the busiest guy I've ever seen before. So that's the truck, and Doug George is crew chiefing. We'll have yourgmctruckstore.com on the quarter panels and on the hood with Powder Ventures Excavating, and we got a couple other things just kind of brewing this week here, some late coming sponsors that we're working on, but that'll be the livery of things, and just really looking forward to getting back behind the wheel at Mossport and CTMP. It's a track that I just, if you would ask me 10 years ago if I liked road course racing, I would have said no, and now I say, yeah, I prefer road course racing, especially at CTMP and places like Toronto and GP3R. It's just an absolute blast. I love it.
And the best way to describe it, I guess, is stay tuned. How do fans stay up with you? I know I follow you on Twitter, but what's the best way for fans to stay in tune with you across Canada throughout the course of the weekend? Are you going to be active on social media, or are you going to be too busy?
Come on, Joe. You know me. I'm the Twitter head. I'll be out there on Twitter, Racing Jason White, and it'll be on Facebook as well. I'll be doing some live feeds through Facebook throughout the week. And at the track, before and after the race, I'll keep everybody up to speed on what's going on. So just follow the Facebook and Twitter. I've got it linked to Instagram, but basically you'll see it on Facebook and Twitter at Racing Jason White.
Yeah, it's going to be off the hook, Jay. This is going to be one exciting weekend. When do you fly in, and when do you hit the racetrack? When do you do that?
I fly in on Thursday. I haven't seen the schedule yet. I know we're rolling in on Friday. I don't think we have any track time on Friday. I think it's all Saturday. But I think everything comes out tomorrow or Tuesday of logistics of how the weekend rolls. But really going to be watching that Pinty Series race as well. That series, man, it's a tight championship race up front there. I'm going to, you know, I'm pulling for my old team, DJK Racing, with Andrew and DJ. But I think when you see what Kevin Lacroix is going to bring to the table, and LP Dumoulin, and even I wouldn't put Jason Hathaway out of the picture with what he did there last night, and when that guy gets momentum, he can really turn it on. So, and then of course Anthony Simone, if he can lay down some good laps, and if he can stay out of trouble, he's got every bit of capability to win the race as well, as do four or five other guys. I mean, it's just, like I was saying before, I'm really looking forward to see what happens in that race and what happens in the championship, because I think NASCAR in Canada is really strong, and it's on the backbone of the Pinty Series. So I think we're going to have a great weekend, the Chevy Silverado 250 and the Pinty Series, and let's go racing, boys.
Canada's ultimate NASCAR weekend is what I've been calling it for 7 years, because I believe that's exactly what it is. It's going to be off the hook. Final question for you tonight. Qualifying. How much emphasis are you going to put on qualifying for the Silverado 250? Is it going to rank real high on your list, or is it one that you will figure out where you're going to be?
No, I'm going to leave that up to Doug George. We talked a little bit last year after the race, and he wanted to get his hands on the truck, which he has his hands on the truck tomorrow and Tuesday before it heads up. We're going to work, I believe we're going to work on race trim. I know for sure I don't have a truck to get on the pole, so if you can't get on the pole, we'll leave that stuff to Alex. He's going to be out there to break the track record with every lap, so I'll leave that up to Alex. I'm going to be in race trim. I'm going to be seeing what the truck does on old tires, what it does on long runs, and like I said, it's all about staying out of trouble for the first two-thirds, three-quarters of the race, so that's what we want to know, what the truck does at that point in the race, and then go out and pick off as many as we can in the last 15, 20 laps, so the answer to the question is race trim.
Race trim. We'll be watching for race trim, and you're going to get out there and qualify real good. About midfield would be really cool to see you, Jay. And I don't think you're making a mistake by not running the Pinty's race. There's nothing wrong with concentrating on that truck and not having two different feels, two different crews, and a busy, busy weekend to deal with. I think you're going about it the right way, my friend. This is going to be really cool. I got a sneaky suspicion even you are going to get your expectations blown away.
Oh, I appreciate that, buddy. It actually is going to be hard for me not to be in that Pinty Series race. I love the series, right from Tony Spiteri and Pinty's all the way down to the officials and the drivers. We got a good group of people there. So I'll go down and say hi to everybody, but I'm going to miss being in that race for sure. But yeah, we got to wake up on Saturday morning with the eye of the tiger and put that truck in mid-pack somewhere and qualifying. And I think there's going to be a lot of people in race trim qualifying as well. So I believe we can get into the top 20 in qualifying, and then we'll go from there.
Hey, it'll be cool. You and I will go find Tony Spiteri's Pinty's wagon. I know it's going to be at the racetrack. We'll go. We'll get a couple of cold beers. We'll grab some chicken wings, and we'll watch the action. What do you think? You and I will do that.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to it, Smoking Joe. And as always, buddy, thanks for having me on Racetime Radio. It's a great show for across Canada for Canadian race fans. And let's see what this Chevy Silverado 250 brings at CTMP this weekend.
It's going to be amazing. That is Jason White. You can catch him in the number 33. He's from Sun Peaks, BC. And I'll tell you what, they don't make him any better than that guy right there. We got so many good bullets in the chamber this weekend for the Silverado 250. I know we've been earning to get Alex Tagliani on this program. Huge news. He's going to be in the number 51 for KBM. Alex confirmed with me he's coming on the program. I guarantee you he was stuck out in Halifax. I would just about guarantee you because we've only got like 3 minutes left in the show. You got him. Look at this. We got Tagliani. Let's bring him in. Tags, what's going on? We only got 3 minutes left in the show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. Man, busy weekend for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend, busy week. Just came back from Riverside. Good finish, 22 racing team. Got better on the oval, finished third. And flying to Charlotte tomorrow morning. Have a meeting with the KBM team. Get the final prep ready. Come back and then get in the bus and then drive to CTMP.
Amazing. You're going to be in a wicked ride too. The number 51 for KBM. Alex, this feels like shades of a couple of years ago when you were in really good equipment and took the pole for this very race.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Working with a top of the line team, amazing equipment. So, yeah, it's nerve-wracking because you can sense that the opportunity is there to win it, even though it's one of those races where nothing is done until the end. We've seen it, before. But, a driver would only ask to have a chance and then try to enjoy the weekend and do what I have to do, and hopefully we come out on top.
Well, I'll tell you what, Canada is definitely going to be pulling for you, my friend. And this sucks because we only got like 60 seconds left in the show. But, Alex, you got to know that Canada is going to be pulling heavy duty. Are you going to have one of those Canadian flags by your left cheek?
Yes, I will. I'm always carrying Canadian flag. I will have it. It's a Canadian flag that has been signed by a lot of fans. Some of my friends at Toronto Motorsport I've done this flag for me in the past, so brought me luck in the past, and hopefully we'll see a lot of 51 shirt and we'll make Canadian fans proud. That's what we try to do.
I can guarantee it. In both races, the Pinty's race, the number 18 for Rona and EpiPen, and the number 51 truck. Who's on the 51 truck?
Rudy Fugel is the crew chief on the 51.
Yeah, but sponsorship on the truck, is there going to be any?
Yeah, it's going to be Cantor, Spectra Premium, and Rona. We're bringing some fans that won a contest from the Toronto Indy race, and also fans that won a contest from the last race at GP3R, and we'll give them a super-duper experience barbecue with me on Saturday night, swag for the entire weekend, and get the behind the scene with KBM. So those group of fans will, I think, will have a great weekend. And the truck red, white, and black. So we're carrying Canadian colors. I'm actually looking at my new helmet that that Dustin, one of my crew guys, did, and it's just, you know, really, really nice. It has a great maple leaf on it. It's black, red, and white also. So, yeah, it's we're all flat out with maple leaf on for that weekend.
Gotta love it. Tanks, we appreciate the time. We surely do. And we wish you nothing but luck, bud. I know we'll catch you down there. I got lots of comments we'll be getting from you, and we'll pass it along to the rest of Canada.
Awesome. We'll see you there, buddy.
You want to believe it. That's Alex Tagliani. He's going to be in the 51. So many good trucks. Make sure you get your tickets to CTMP coming up this weekend. Don't miss the Silverado 250 weekend. And stay tuned to Racetime Radio for your chance to win your way in. Got to thank Susie Q here in our studio. Got to thank Toronto for doing all you do down there. And we got to thank you, fans, for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on Race Time. We'll see you at the Silverado 250. Be there. It's going to be a blast.
Thanks for listening to Race Time Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. A message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.